Our next presentation is going to be undergraduate soil science education at selected land-grant universities, and Jared Sweat is going to be our presenter.
Good morning, everybody. I wanted to start off with first saying there's a slight change in the program. It's not going to be focused solely on land-grant institutions. We decided to incorporate non-land-grant institutions as we did the study. And I'd like to acknowledge my committee members, Dr. Mary Collins, Dr. James Bonjack, and Dr. Kirby Barrick for helping me with this. A little background. Many articles in the past decade have discussed the need for soil science education to be changed. And I like to call the four R's that they have called for. We need to redefine our role in soil science, agronomy versus education, environmental versus ecological. We need to reorganize our curriculum. Do we need to eliminate our perceptions of it being traditional? And I'll explain later on what I mean by traditional programs. Revitalize our profession, changing our branding and our imaging to the public, to universities, and also to ourselves. There's debates between each other. What exactly is soil science today versus what was soil science of yesteryears? We also need to refill the student populations. Most of us have seen a severe decline in enrollment in most soil science programs at across the universities, or elimination of programs altogether. Some of the recent title articles of journal articles have been talking about soil science education within the last past decade. The most recent one with Trends in Soil Science Education and Employment by Havlin, Where Have All the Soil Students Gone by Dr. Collins, A Plea to Reform Soil Science Education by Hopmans, and Whither Goes Soil Science in the United States and Canada by Bevy et al. The objectives were to establish the status and of the undergraduate soil science programs at the selected universities, explore how these selected universities have persevered or perished in their offering of soil science degrees, and offer solutions for enrollment and awareness in soil science. We selected 8 land-grant universities and 4 non-land-grant universities: Colorado State, University of Kentucky, Georgia, Tennessee, Wisconsin, Florida, Oregon State, and Cornell as land-grant institutions. And non-land-grant was California Polytechnic, Tennessee Tech, University of Delaware, and Texas A&M. We selected, tried to get a wide variety of institutions across the United States. The soil science programs at these selected universities, the overall program, what is a soil science program anymore? This goes back to the question of, is our soil science programs of today different than the soil science programs of yesteryears? Do we need to reevaluate what type of program we're offering today to students? The curriculum, are they offering a wide variety of courses in the curriculum now for soil science students, or is it very selected? Is there only a few courses being offered? And then it goes further on for the courses. Selected students were chosen to evaluate the programs. Diversity of the courses offered in soil science. We looked at the programs being traditional and non-traditional, which I'll explain further. And then when they gave a subjective rating from 5 being outstanding and 1 to being poor. For the soil science programs, depending on the reference that you're looking at, there's 55 to 66 universities, land-grant and non-land-grant, that offer soil science degrees. Majors. 33 of the 50 only have one university that offer a soil science program major. California has as many as 9 universities with soil science programs. And Havlin et al., of the survey that they conducted, asking the departments, do they offer a soil science program or a degree, 27% of them only responded back as saying they offer a degree in soil science. Now, to explain what I meant by traditional versus non-traditional, traditional courses in soil science more focuses on soil chemistry, soil microbiology, pedology, soil physics, intro soil science, soil judging, soil mineralogy, land use, soil fertility, and nutrient management. Non-traditional courses are courses that are involved in something like soil environmental systems, soil agroecology, wetlands, biogeochemistry, GIS, public health, soil forensics, and the list goes on for non-traditional courses. Rating system, 5 being outstanding. What we meant by outstanding was they offered numerous chances for field exercises and lab activities for students. They offered a wide diversity of classes. They offered a large number of classes to the students to have any available opportunities to broaden their horizons in soil science. And, of course, the engaging course title. Did the title of the course attract the students to take the program? And then one being poor, which is being no field classes, few soil science classes being offered, a lack of diversity, and poor selection of courses. A little bit about myself. I come from an agricultural background. I was born and raised on a farm just outside of Gainesville, Florida. I had got my associate's degree in 2007 in biological sciences because at Santa Fe College, they had an agricultural option that you could choose for your AA, but the agriculture versus the biological sciences, there was no difference. Biological sciences actually had a program that you could get for agriculture. They really didn't have any selected courses for that option, so I decided to go with something that was a little more focused. And then when I started looking to, for a program to attend for my bachelor's, I looked at UF to see what programs they had that were related to I was working for an environmental consulting firm at that time. And I started looking through their program list to see what major in the department that was offered would be more related to the experience I got from that. I got my bachelor's degree in 2009 in soil and water science, and now will be completing my master's degree this coming spring. So the ratings from my viewpoint. Most of the programs I viewed as traditional, with only two being non-traditional, which was Kentucky and Oregon State. And as you can see from the rating scale that I gave, most I gave about a 3 to a 4 as being a little over average or to outstanding. And then from ratings for the non-land grant institutions, two of them were traditional with California Polytechnic and Texas A&M, while non-traditional is going to be Tennessee Tech and Delaware, with, again, about average from between 3 to 4. Now here we have a rating of the student selections that that were selected to conduct a survey. They were similar in my respects as far as traditional and non-traditional, but they also added that Georgia's program was more non-traditional, and so was Cornell. As you can see from the score, the average of the scores here, the highest rated programs were University of Georgia and the University of Florida, with the lowest being Cornell. For non-land grant institutions, the highest was Tennessee Tech with a non-traditional program, and the lowest was University of Delaware with more of a traditional program. And as you can see, there's only 7 students that completed the survey, but that's due to the low enrollment of students in our department, so I asked the students in our department to complete the program, so that's the reason why the numbers are a little lower. The top-rated programs, as I said, was University of Florida. There's some bias due to our own students filling out the surveys, and that's the reason why I rated so high on the list and is more viewed as a traditional program. What was surprising, though, that an institution so close to home, which was Georgia, rated also very highly on the scale as well, but it was more viewed as a non-traditional program versus our own. And, again, the program with the lowest rating was Cornell University. These are an offer of the courses that we offer in University of Florida Soil and Water Science Department. As you can see, they vary in the amount of course titles that they offer, from well to water, soils and the environment, which is an energetic source class, soil judging, soil biogeochemistry, soil and water conservation, wetlands, soil microbial ecology, soil and water chemistry, soil physics, pedology, hydric soils, biogeochemistry of wetlands. It's just a wide variety of courses that we offer at UF. And in comparing that to the program that's being offered at University of Georgia, you can see some similar classes, but they also offer classes like hydrology, geology, and soils of Florida, which is slightly different from us. We don't offer a geology class in our department on it. Principles of sustainable management, soils and natural and managed systems. There's just a wide variety of options that they offer at University of Georgia that students felt was a very good program and rated it very highly in the survey. These are the different majors that are being offered at the institutions that we selected. It's good to see that most of the programs have soils in the name, but they're kind of more coupled with other professions or other disciplines, like Soil and Crop Sciences at Colorado State, University of Kentucky's Horticulture, Plant, and Soil Science, Georgia's Water and Soil Resources, which is just a slight variation of ours, which is Soil and Water Science. University of Tennessee, theirs has changed to Biosystems Engineering and Soil Science. Oregon State Soil Resource Management, and Cornell is the only university not actually have soil science in the name. They still are labeled under agronomy for soil sciences. And for non-land grants, you can see California Polytechnic is one of the few, as well as University of Wisconsin, that actually solely puts their major as soil science. Our second objective is to explore how these land-grant universities have persevered or perished in offering soil science degrees. One is the students' perception of the science. A lot of students feel that it's only associated with agriculture, that there is no environmental aspect to soil science, that it's only related with agriculture, you can't do nothing with it. Parental and peer influences. It's not associated with a lot of pre-med degrees, which are highly competitive, sought after because of the amount of money they make. We have a loss of identity in soil science. Department name changes. Cornell, I think, has gone through 7 name changes in the entire time that the soils department has existed, or agronomy soils department has existed. Majors and general education is lacking for soil science. Perceptions of employers. An undergraduate soil and water science student attended the career fair at our institution and was told that her program was not going to be enough to be hired due to lack of understanding what the major was about, because the employer did not understand what was soil and water science about. They only associated with environmental engineering, even though we're not engineers by trade. Split of research within the discipline, again, agriculture versus environmental versus ecological, and then merger of programs into related disciplines. From the Haviland article, the responses, they had open-end responses from students and employers. From the open-end responses of questions from the students, one was an enhance the image of soil science and appreciations of soils in the natural world. Also, we need to better engage the young minds in soil science education. And then also to praise the essential role of soil judging in soil science training. And that's reflected later on in the employer's responses, referred to a lack of field experience of hired employees. The students valued the experience they gained from soil judging, and employers saw that they want them to have that, but some of them did not have the chance to get it because their university or program did not offer them many chances to get soil judging or any field experience. Employers also suggested about the image. Soil science is separate from traditional agronomy and enhanced the promotion of the science itself. Changes ahead for higher education. Our own governor, Rick Scott, in Florida, he wants to overhaul the Florida higher education system. He, in a statement from local news articles in Gainesville, so I want the money to go to degrees where people can get jobs in this state. He's wanting to transfer funds from liberal arts sciences, from liberal arts degrees, from like history, anthropology, transfer the funding that they're getting, transfer it more to science-related degrees, so that way they can get jobs. Because he believes those are the ones that are getting jobs right now, are all sciences, like engineering, math departments, and the so-called STEM disciplines. Florida may follow the Texas model, which is in stating that the funds are more allocated to more science and engineering programs than they are to the liberal arts. The third objective is to offer solutions for increasing enrollment and awareness in soil science. One was our outreach initiatives, visit with junior colleges like Santa Fe College in Gainesville. I go there myself and try to recruit students when college recruiter goes to the university to recruit some new students in the department. Not just the coordinators of the department need to go. Current students like myself when I was going, or alumni of the department of the program can go and recruit students. The clubs to help with the high school functions and competitions like land judging. That'll help increase awareness of soil science programs at the universities. Cultivating the lifelong friendships that they can get out of this, like attending the meetings here at SSSA that people have been coming for years, and they love seeing old friends. Local professional organizations, of course, the SSSA, and then a local chapter of a soil science profession is the Florida Association of Environmental Soil Sciences. Also, small class size. Our smaller class size gives more of a hands-on experience for most students to engage with the professor and to talk with them. Hands-on experience with proven leaders. As we heard from talks yesterday, they're wanting to institute a national field science camp modeled after the geosciences camp. So I think that'd be a very good opportunity for our students to learn from leaders in our fields. And also branding and image, it goes back to that. I'm an agronomist campaign from Iowa has been very successful in getting the word out about agronomy, an agronomist in Iowa with their imaging. So with that, I'd like to take any questions and comments at this time. No, I did not. No, unfortunately, I hand selected them from myself and my committee members. We all just decided to choose a variety of programs that were across the United States. We try to get as much in for regional. You know, try to incorporate as many as we could.
Okay. All right. If no other questions, give our speaker a hand.